Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening, the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Amogen Tsvangirai demands the withdrawal of the final SADC election report on the July 31 election presented this week by Tanzanian Foreign Minister Bernard Membe, saying it does not reflect the views of the regional bloc.
We are concerned as MDC that he is making the conclusion that the election was fair and credible on the basis of an interim report which does not support the findings that this election was fair and credible.
A property worth thousands of dollars is destroyed in an arson attack on the homestead of an MDC losing candidate in Marondera West.
These must be other politicians. Why they are plucking this, I don't know. He failed. And I think that they were not supposed to do this. He failed to conga. A failure is not there to be beaten up to death.
And activists are worried by the low number of women who managed to make it into parliament this year, despite pledges by all political parties to have 50-50 representation. The MDC formation of Prime Minister Amogen Tsvangirai today dismissed the Southern African Development Community Election Observer Mission report presented by the mission's chairperson Bernard Membe in Harare this week, saying it does not reflect the views of the regional bloc on the July 31 national elections. As Thomas Chiripase reports from the capital, the MDCT has written to the SADC secretariat demanding the withdrawal of that report.
MDCT General Secretary Tendai Biti told a news conference at the party's Harvest House headquarters today that the election report presented by the chairperson of the SADC Election Observer Mission, Tanzanian Foreign Affairs Minister Bernard Membe, does not reflect the views of the regional body. Biti said some SADC member states, including South Africa and others that he refused to name, have confirmed that Membe presented the report without consulting them. The report released by Membe shows that the July 31 polls were free, fair, and generally credible.
On his own, without the final observer mission report, without a meeting of all the observers to endorse the final report, Membe came to Zimbabwe to unilaterally declare that the election was not only peaceful, free, but also fair and credible. So there are three things that we are concerned with. Number one, it is the legitimacy of Membe on his own coming to present a report which is not a report of SADC at all. Number two is the credibility and legitimacy of Mr. Membe coming to Zimbabwe to present a report which is not found on any additional grounds. If the final report had been there, then it would be justified. But there is no additional report. The final report has been concluded. Thirdly, we are concerned about the mendacity, the dishonest, in then arriving at a conclusion that the election was fair and credible when there are no facts to support that.
The former finance minister said the polls failed to meet minimum standards set out in the SADC principles and guidelines governing the conduct of democratic elections. Biti said up to today, the MDCT is yet to get a copy of the electronic voters roll that was used in the July 31 polls. He warned that if SADC does not withdraw member statement and also fail to deal with the poll dispute in Zimbabwe, the regional body would have set a bad precedent in Africa that elections can be rigged any time. He said President Robert Mugabe's re-election remains illegitimate and SADC risks losing its credibility.
What has happened in Zimbabwe is setting precedent that it can be reproduced virtually on every African country on the continent. The next president who goes into an election, given the low standards that have been set in Zimbabwe, would be stupid to lose an election. So the rape of democracy in Zimbabwe is the rape of democracy across the entire continent. This is a dangerous precedent of continental proportions.
The MDCT has written to the SADC Secretariat demanding the withdrawal of members' report. Biti said he hopes that the Zimbabwean situation could be put on the agenda of the full SADC summit, expected to be held at a date yet to be announced. Political analyst and University of Zimbabwe lecturer Charity Manyeruke said nothing will change as the regional bloc has already endorsed the poll outcome.
The MDC, the problem is that they lost the election and they told the supporters on their part without making any effort to ensure that they have continuously supporters on their side. So when the results came, like any loser, you know, they are bound to be shocked and they are bound not to believe. But eventually, you know, most of them have now accepted that, you know, they lost the election and they are now re-strategizing on how to win the election. But a few individuals, of course, they are used to being in power and it's difficult for them now not to be controlling the, you know, some sectors of the country. MDCT has to accept that they lost the election and also that they cannot substitute SADC. SADC is not made up of MDC and SADC is not made up of MDC supporters. SADC is about states, you know, not political parties. So when they make reports, they are making reports on a state process that was carried out, and they give out their objective opinion about what happened. And they are particularly concerned about making recommendations to the country, you know, for future elections. Otherwise, the parliamentarians were sworn in. People are now going on with their day-to-day business.
Reached by Studio 7 from Washington, D.C., South African officials, including President Jacob Zuma's international relations advisor, Lindiwe Zulu, professed ignorance about the MDCT's letter and allegations that member had not consulted them. Although the MDCT says the elections were fundamentally flawed and do not reflect the will of the people of Zimbabwe, Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party said the polls were peaceful, free, fair, and credible. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.